Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rick Church, the executive director with the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you could fit me into your schedule this morning. I wanted to catch up with you on this balance of trade that's going on with the ceramic tile that's produced in China, sold in the U.S. We probably need to clarify right up front, this has nothing to do with the Section 301 tariffs that have been on top of everybody's mind and crowding the news with, you know, meetings with Trump and the president of China around these $200 billion worth of goods. I mean, yeah, tile is part of that, and it's being taxed at 25% right now. That's a separate thing. I want to talk to you about the anti-dumping and the countervailing duties. Can you tell us first the difference between those two?
Sure. Anti-dumping is where it's alleged that producers in a country are selling their products at less than fair value in another country. So it's alleged in this petition that Chinese tile producers are selling their product at less than fair value in the U.S., you know, less than what the U.S. manufacturers can make their product for. Countervailing duty is when it's alleged that the Chinese government is subsidizing the Chinese tile manufacturers so they can sell at a lower price in a different country.
Okay. So there's a coalition for fair trade now that I think is eight companies, and they have filed with the Department of Commerce and the International Trade Commission in both of these instances. Who are those companies?
So the companies include organizations like Crossville, Daltile, Florum USA, Delconca, Florida Tile, and certainly TCNA has some involvement in that coalition for fair trade.
Yeah, all right. So it's primarily the largest American producers of tile are saying that this is, you know, this is not fair trade, and so they filed for this. And as far as the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association, you're actually staying neutral on this, aren't you?
Correct. Obviously, we represent distributors and large importers of tile in the U.S., and some of them are potentially negatively impacted by this, but others could be positively impacted by this. So we're monitoring the situation and choosing so far not to take a position.
So a deadline came up, I think, on July the 8th on this countervailing duties. And I guess the Coalition for Fair Trade, these eight manufacturers that are domestic here in the U.S., said, hey, we're not ready, so we want to push back. Is that right?
That's right. July 8th was when we expected the Commerce Department to give their first preliminary determination regarding the countervailing duty claim. And on the 8th of July, they came out and said they're postponing that preliminary determination until September 6th. And the reason behind the postponement that was given by the Department of Commerce is that the petitioning party, so the Coalition for Fair Trade in Ceramic Tile, requested more time in order to provide information to demonstrate their claim of countervailing duties. It's a complicated matter, and I'm sure it takes a lot of time to gather the kind of information they need to try to prove their case.
Should probably be a slam dunk, and let me tell you why I say that. It's because I've talked to the folks in Europe. I mean, they have filed a similar complaint on anti-dumping, you know, which is, as you said, is selling product at less than fair value. And so the EU has done this, South Korea has done this, Mexico, India, and even Pakistan, and they have all won that, and there's been duties applied, right?
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
It shouldn't be difficult for this coalition to come up with the ammunition they need to prove to the Trade Commission that there's some dumping going on, because they've already done that in the EU as well.
Well, so the dumping, of course, is a separate matter.
Yeah.
And we'll expect the preliminary determination from the Department of Commerce, I think September 17th, I think is maybe the date for that.
Okay.
But the countervailing duty, I think it's pretty complicated. So I don't know how easy it is going to be. I don't know that I'd call it a slam dunk.
Okay.
But, you know, certainly the Coalition for Fair Trade thinks they've got a good case, and they're doing their best to make it.
Yeah. So on the countervailing duties, it's centered around whether there's government subsidies, which might be hard to prove, right?
That's exactly right. That's where it gets complicated in my mind. Probably easier to prove the dumping than the countervailing duties.
Do you have any idea, if all this happens, how much more this will make tile coming out of China cost on an initial transaction basis?
No one can tell you for sure, but if you look at what the Department of Commerce has done historically, and if you look at the request of the petitioner, it could, and I don't want to be the guy that's Chicken Little saying the sky is falling here, but it could add 100% duties on that product from China.
You know, a similar thing, I think, happened in the engineered hardwood business. You know, we cover that pretty closely, and the organization that's tracking that in the United States has just filed with the government to say, hey, these guys are shipping containers to Vietnam and then shipping it here and getting around all this. Some of this creates some cheating, doesn't it?
I think it can, and certainly that is cheating. It goes against the rulings, and it'll be looked for sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, Rick, I knew that if anybody in the business would know how to explain to my listeners what was going on, you would do it. So the next thing we're looking for is some kind of decision in September. Is that right?
That's right. Two decisions, and they're both preliminary determinations. Final determinations likely won't happen until the end of the year or even a little into 2020.
Yeah. And as Donato Grosser told us at Coverings, the United States capacity to produce tile is only running at about 80%. So, you know, having something happen here with tile, which I think China is the largest importer from a unit perspective of tile into the United States. So certainly these eight petitioners would probably be able to run more of their equipment if they're given this relief, wouldn't you say?
I would.
All right, it's great to talk to you again. Been talking to Rick Church, Executive Director of the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.